Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right. Well, it's Jay Stu and Agent Daryl.
Hey, hey, hey.
We're here at the Geekery late at night, actually.
Guggenheim Museum tonight. Yes.
It was Comic-Con day two, actually, in Niagara Falls. So we're at the Fan Chicks benefit.
Yes, in favor of the Wayne Foundation.
Definitely, very good cause. We're happy to have with us right now one of tonight's featured performers, Wednesday Adams. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We met briefly at the con today.
Yes, we did.
And I knew right away I'd want to interview you because you're dressed like one of our heroes, Blunt Man.
Yep.
Kevin Blunt Smith.
The Hemp Knight.
Yeah.
Cool. And they were saying inside that you're the rookie of 2016. I'm assuming you've joined recently then.
Yeah, I joined last September. Okay. So almost
been a year. Like I was saying earlier, just before we started recording, I caught a picture of you at Fan Expo last year. So we'll probably post that on with the thing too. So with the website.
Yeah,
I posting.
I think it's on our website right now. Actually,
yeah, for sure. But, it made an impression on me. You were Joker that day, and you looked great. I think that day, Cecla was dressed up as Elektra, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's when we went over to the table.
And she was She-Hulk the next day. I missed that day, though. That was great.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. I love her She-Hulk.
All of your cosplays are amazing. It's just it's fantastic.
Fantastic. How did you join up with this crew, actually?
I was waitressing in Fort McMurray at Showgirls, which is an exotic dance club, and Cecla Tiger was dancing, and I just fell in love. I'd never seen such, like, awesomeness on stage. There's no other way to explain it but pure awe, and she was nerdy and sexy, and I kind of wanted to start dancing, but I didn't know how to get into it, so she kind of helped me get into it. And then we just totally clicked because we both have a lot in common with comics and all this cons. And then she invited me to come to Fan Expo like a month later, and it just happened.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Now, we're obviously geeks, Daryl and I. You just brought up comics. What comics do you like, and any favorites out there, favorite writers maybe?
I'm not very good at remembering things. I'm a little bit too much like my character right now.
Oh, nice.
But I do like the Sega series, actually.
A lot of people I know like that one, yeah.
Yeah, but I actually tend to lean towards more like manga and anime. That's
your introduction there, yeah, they were saying
that's my type of passion.
One of my favorite anime is Captain Harlock. I don't know if that's something you're familiar with, or Galaxy Express 3-9.
No, I've never. I guess I'll have
Space
to watch
Pirate.
It.
It's like one of my anime.
I'll have to watch it.
I actually did my wedding ring.
That's awesome.
That's the actual Skull and Bones.
That's awesome.
Both my wife and I, we got the custom rings, both skull rings. And
cool. What other things do you geek out about, actually?
I love Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm a big Doctor Who fan. I love I'll watch any sort of film, any sort of TV show, movie. It's my big geek. And then I also love to geek out about books. I read a lot. I actually just read this really good book recently called Ready Player One. It's futuristic, but it takes it back to the 80s. It's a very interesting novel. And Steven Spielberg actually bought the copyrights to it.
Nice. You could see this on the big screen sometime.
I'm hoping so. It's going to be so good.
Well, I have to ask you a very important question then. Who's your favorite doctor?
Oh, I don't discriminate between doctors.
Nice. Great answer, actually.
I love them all. They all bring their own thing to the table. But if I'm going to go back and sit down and watch an episode, it would have to be 10.
Oh, he's great, actually.
I do love Tennant.
Cool. How was your con experience today?
I had a lot of fun. I actually met a Chronic, so that was pretty cool.
Nice.
We got along really well. I loved seeing all the cosplays. They were unreal. There was this big Doctor Who section with a bunch of Daleks, and that was really cool.
Yeah. Every year that gets bigger and bigger, I think.
Doctor Who's just exploding, and I love it. I love it. And then I got to see the Jane Silent Bob podcast, which was pretty neat.
Awesome.
You certainly dressed for the part.
Yeah, I did dress for the part, and I got to fuck Jay, which was pretty fucking fun.
Nice.
Let us fuck. fog.
Yes.
Oh, and your whole set was awesome. Like, Daryl and I recognized the music from the movies, and it was fantastic.
Well, yeah. Big Sons Land. Well, I showed you the text.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Cool. Do you have a favorite of the Kevin Smith films? Or
Dogma.
Oh, love that one.
It's a good one.
It is my favorite. It is also between Dogma and Mallrats.
Oh, yeah. Are you excited for Mallrats 2?
3, actually.
Mallrats. Yeah.
Oh, Clerks 3, but Clerks he's three. Actually doing
oh,
a Mallrats.
Mallrats 2, sorry. Yeah. Clerks 3. Yeah. And then I'm actually excited for Yogenhosers.
Yogenhosers.
Yeah. Yogenhosers,
and,
thank you.
Moose Jaws.
Yes,
yeah,
I want to actually... I'm from Alberta, right? So I want to... They're filming in Moose Jaws, Saskatchewan.
Wow. Okay.
So I'm going to see if I can get there and maybe be an extra.
Very cool.
I'm really interested in that kind of stuff, so...
Why not?
It'll be so exciting.
Have you seen Tusk?
Yes.
And Red State? Pretty much all of his horror movies.
I went on a big Kevin Smith binge last week.
Nice.
I watched all of his movies. It was fantastic.
His transition from comedy to just going beyond that. Well, I mean, things like Chasing Amy and Jersey Girl were kind of dramas anyway.
Yeah.
So he's really showing his chops with this indie horror stuff. He's really breaking out of the mold.
Have a good
day.
He's versatile as any other Hollywood director.
He's extremely versatile, and then he directed that one episode of The Flash, which was an awesome episode.
Yeah.
And Jay Muse was in that too, which was pretty cool.
Comic book man. And gosh, what else?
Have you read any of his comics?
No, I haven't actually.
He did a fantastic run on Daredevil in the late 90s, and he did a great Green Arrow run for DC in the early 2000s.
Okay, now I'm going to have to.
DC just released his Green Arrow series into a graphic novel.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, now I know what I get to
read. That's a fantastic read, actually.
Now I know what I get to read when I get home.
Yeah, and I guess he wrote some Jay and Silent Bob comics around the time of Dogma, too.
Yes.
Chasing Dogma. It was a story between Chasing Amy and Dogma, how they got out.
Yeah.
They were their quest for Sherman Illinois. Yeah.
Oh, so good. So good.
And then there was, I think, the Clerks Lost scene. That was an issue, too, where they go to the funeral.
And the Christmas
special, so great.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, I love
classics.
Oh,
cool.
My heroes.
Oh, definitely. I'm convinced Clerks is written about me. Unfortunately, I'm the Dante character.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Mallrats was swiped right from my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. The first time I saw that, I was like, my God, somebody's been spying on me.
Fair enough.
Very cool. I just want to say, you were telling us about your schedule, and like I'm impressed, and we want to thank you for coming down for this.
Oh,
like,
it was a blast.
So far, like you're flying in tonight, just for tonight. That's so awesome.
It was worth it. I love it when people get together for a good cause, and especially battered women and women who have gone through human trafficking. It's a big issue in the world, and the Wayne Foundation is a fantastic foundation, and I'd love to help in any way I can. And then who doesn't want also the excuse to go to a con?
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
Right?
So we live for it. So.
I do.
Yeah, you don't have to ask us twice, yeah.
Right? It's the best time of the year.
Oh, very cool. Well, thanks a lot for taking time to come out here and talk to us. We really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
We hope to hear more about you in the future and continued success.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.